Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kanier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening today. Today's show, we are going to talk about the Wayne County Food Pantry Program, which is such a needed program in our community. And my guest today is Dave Hartung. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Carol.
How you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. I always enjoy having you on the show. Dave has joined us in the past. We talked about the system of care, I think, the last time, because your title is Integrated Services Specialist for Wayne County, correct?
Yes.
So kind of tell us, because we joke about this, right, a little bit. Like, so what does that entail, one part of your position? I know system of care is one of them.
Right. So it's the Integrated Services Specialist for Wayne County Human Services. And essentially, it's to help try to integrate different services amongst county agencies, but also with area community providers, such as the local school districts, Wayne Memorial Hospital, other medical providers and treatment providers in our community.
And that is so important because we know that things work so much better when there's a collaboration, when there's team efforts involved, correct?
Absolutely. And, if we can streamline communications, open up communications, and get some outreach so that people understand what services are out there and other professionals are able to understand what services they can put or get their consumers, in touch with.
Right. Yeah. Right. I know, oftentimes, being in community health, we get phone calls from the community because they sometimes don't know who to reach out to regarding, maybe the food pantry or, behavioral health services, although, Wayne Memorial has the behavioral health services, but there may be another need out there for those individuals. So, the resources that you provide, thank you for all of that. And one of the big ones in our community is our food pantry. And I do want to give a little shout out to Clarissa Wimmers, who couldn't make on our show today because of timing, but she's a food pantry, Wayne County Food Pantry Coordinator. And so, she does all that behind the scenes planning, organizing, along with your help, Dave, I know that. So can you tell us a little bit about the Wayne County Food Pantry Program? There's a couple of different distribution sites. Can you let us know which ones they are or where they are?
Sure. And I'm glad that you gave, a shout out to Clarissa. She's done a fantastic job and has really had a strong vision through this whole past year, especially that we've had to deal with a lot with the pandemic and emergency food relief efforts. It's been nice that being able to be a part of this. And we have five pantry sites in Wayne County. And so our main site and our distribution center, so it sort of acts as a food bank and a food pantry, is in Honesdale. And it's out of the Tri-County Distributor warehouse. And then that's right next to, if people are unfamiliar, but right off of Route 6, right next to like the Salvation Army. And I say it's the food pantry and food bank because it is our distribution center to which we get the food out, we get the food in and then distribute it out to four other sites in the county, Damascus, Lakeville, Lakewood, and Newfoundland. So we try to make it out to this so that there's a site in kind of each region of the county to make it, which should make it, or hopefully can make it easier for consumers to get out to. They each have different distribution days. So Honesdale is the has a distribution day on the second Tuesday of each month. And it's typically from about 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock. And I say typically because depending on when people show up to the distribution and how well it's staffed and we're ready. Sometimes it might open up a little bit earlier, or folks are running a little bit later. So the hours can be a little bit flexible there. And Damascus is the distribution day is the third Thursday of each month. And again, approximately from like 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Lakeville is the fourth Thursday of each month, and it's approximately 10 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And Lake Wood is on the third Wednesday of each month from 12:30 to 2. And Newfoundland is on the second Friday of each month, and it's from about 11 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Great. So if someone's just catching or able to only listen to this first part of the show and they didn't catch all the time, is there a phone number they can call or like go on the website?
Absolutely. So all the food pantry calls are directed to our area agency on aging, which is where Clarissa's office is. And it's 570-253-4262. And just, you know, let them know that you're inquiring about the food pantry program.
Mm-hmm. Great. So the sites are all throughout Wayne County, which is really, really awesome. How is the food funded through the food pantry? Because there's many different funders of the food pantry.
Absolutely. The bulk of our food that we receive and distribute comes from USDA funds, and they're broken out into several different funding streams. But those foods require people to fill out a self-declaration form, which says that they make below a certain income level,
mm-hmm.
And then they qualify for those foods. In Wayne County, though, especially over the course of the past year and a half now, as a result of the emergency food relief program and the efforts that came out of the pandemic, we are fortunate enough to be able to also provide for our consumers fresh milk, eggs, and produce from our local farmers.
Yes, which is awesome.
Yeah, no, it's been a great program. And it was through this was funded through the efforts of the Wayne County Community Foundation, through the program, the Emergency Food Relief Program, that was put in through Wayne Tomorrow and our Wayne County Commissioners to make sure that the need was met when we got hit with the reality of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this stuff came into place very quickly last March into early April, and we were able to mobilize and utilize the local school districts to have those distribution sites, and we were able to get food out to a large number of people.
Mm-hmm. And families. Yes. And unbelievable. And that is, again, that is one thing that truly, somewhat amazes me, but I'm not surprised, because Wayne County does work for the people. Our community, our residents, that team effort that you talk about, which is so important of your everyday job, is keeping that communication open, working together, like you said, with the schools, where families didn't have to drive all over. They had to go to the schools anyway to pick up the schoolwork, maybe for their children. And at the same time, they got a food bag, which they can help feed their families, which was really, truly amazing. And the distribution was ongoing. So thank you for all that, you know, because, you know, I want you, you know, to also, you know, give a shout out to the volunteers, because in all your pantries, yeah, there's paid staff, but there's probably more volunteers that work every single day to get that food ready for that distribution day. And when more distributions happen, they're also right there to help, correct?
Absolutely. And to be fair, the our paid staff for our pantry program is fairly limited. We get help from our county maintenance department, and there's a couple of folks that we all help out, Clarissa and the food pantry program. But honestly, the majority of the work is done by the volunteers,
mm-hmm.
And especially at the satellite sites of Damascus, Lakewood, Lakeville, and Newfoundland. They've done a tremendous job, and they did a tremendous job throughout the pandemic.
Right.
That they showed up and they made sure that food got out to the consumers, so that Wayne County really didn't miss a beat in trying to fulfill that need and battle food insecurity throughout the pandemic.
Right. And so, you know, we're talking about a lot of food, you know, even fresh food, eggs, milk, non-perishable foods. But the pantry also takes other donations, correct? Can you kind of talk about that, like non-food items that you found that our community, there is a need in our community for them?
Yes. So right now we are currently taking hygiene items, other sort of now it escapes me, but like it's sort of anything from toothbrushes and toothpaste to deodorant to feminine products, the feminine hygiene products to Depends, you know, like anything that because these are fairly expensive items for families and for folks, so both men and women, you know, for any of these items, and for kids, for adults, anything that can help out families here, because we've seen a need over time for these products to get out to folks, and some of that was being addressed. I have to let just give a quick shout out to some people that were addressing that need and continue to. Darlene Miller does a fantastic job at the Office of Behavioral Health Developmental Programs. So we work in coordination and collaboration with her to help address these needs. And also we're trying to work with community luncheons, because the Herbs did a fantastic job for years and years of helping out with the Thanksgiving Together program, providing hot meals. But in addition to that, they also had a hygiene product collection and were distributing that as well. So we're trying to also fill that need. So if anybody is interested out there and you do want to contribute, you can give the pantry a call and you can ask to donate any sort of hygiene products, men, women, children, adults, it all
right.
taken.
Right. And yes, obviously new stuff. We're asking for new stuff, not used, which most people would assume, which is what will be very helpful for our community. But, you know, I know in our office, like for Christmas time, instead of doing gift exchange, we decide to all kind of donate these personal hygiene products. And we have donated it up to Darlene and the Wayne County Behavioral and Developmental Programs and Early Intervention Office, because we know that they do an awesome job distributing that. And, you know, thank you to the food pantry also for taking over something that really truly needs to continue, like the Herbs have done in the past, because they have moved on to, you know, spread their word in other places that is needed. So, you know, to continue a project or a program that is so important to our community. So thank you for doing that for everyone at Wayne County. Volunteers, again, you can always take more volunteers, correct?
Yeah, if anybody is interested in becoming a volunteer, please, you know, give the pantry a call. Again, the 253-4262 number. you can email Clarissa Wimmers, C. Wimmers, W-I-M-M-E-R-S, at WayneCountyPA.gov. Because again, so much of our packing, our distribution is done by the volunteers. We have a fantastic team right now, but always interested in growing that volunteer base.
Right. And again, you know, if someone's kind of nervous about becoming a volunteer, there's training for them. I know I just, you know, was talking with Clarissa. There's a full day training for these individuals to, you know, what the program's all about and safety measures, you know, and all that stuff, correct?
Absolutely. The Second Harvest Food Bank that we utilize out of Lehigh County is the Lehigh Valley area. They are coming up in September to provide us with a day-long training for all of our volunteers. We provide the lunch for the volunteers, and like I said, Second Harvest provides the training, and that way they're up to date with all the USDA stuff, and they're also, they know all the safety then regulations too that go along with it.
Right, right, which is, you know, a very important part. They just don't get food and give it out. There is so much more to, you know, the food pantry program that many people may not understand. That's why I wanted to do this show, because, you know, just getting that information out. And I know, you know, both Wayne Memorial Hospital with our food prescription program, we have been working with the food pantry and, you know, giving that information out for people who may, you know, the term we didn't use is food insecure, where they feel that they can't afford healthy foods or buy healthy foods because they may need to buy medicine, you know, for their medical condition. So we have that food prescription program that we also, you know, refer people to the food pantry, you know, if they need more, which is so important.
Absolutely, yes. And it's part of a strong community collaboration that the Wayne County Food Pantry programs have been fortunate to be a part of. Wayne Memorial Hospital has been a great partner. The Cooperage Project has been a fantastic partner. And we even had a generous donation from the Honesdale Rotary that allowed us to buy commercial shelving, which really expanded the warehouse possibilities of our Honesdale Food Pantry.
Right, which is always growing. It is always growing because it's a program that is not going to go away because it's so needed in our community.
Yes.
So, well, Dave, 15 minutes really goes by fast, doesn't it?
It does.
I want to thank you so much for being on the show. Can you give our listeners the phone number for the Wayne County Food Pantry again if they want more information?
Absolutely. 570-253-4262. And just tell them that you're interested in Wayne County Food Pantry program.
Great. Thank you so much. And again, this is Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital, wishing you a great day and thank you for listening.